Let's get to the meat of the story.
I would love to let this go, but actions have consequences.
'Cause Greece is the word.
Pink Lady Pledge is to act cool, to look cool, and to be cool. Till death do us part, think pink.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Thursday, April 6th. We are counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. The Mandalorian loves a good cameo. Previously ones include Jason Sudeikis, Adam Pally, Amy Sedaris, and Tim Meadows. But the latest episode features the Mandalorian's most surprising cameos yet, as the show welcomes some unexpected celebrities to the Star Wars galaxy. The season's sixth episode follows Din, Grogu, and Bo-Katan Kryze as they track a group of Mandalorians to the planet Plazer 15, where they meet its rulers, played by, spoiler alert, Lizzo and Jack Black. The two musical legends play the Duchess and Captain Bombardier, a wealthy married couple who oversee the independent planet. It's time to munch on some golden popcorn. The 2023 MTV Movie and TV Awards nominees have been revealed, and The Last of Us, Stranger Things, and Top Gun Maverick lead with six each, while The White Lotus and Wednesday are vying for the win with four nominations apiece. A couple new categories have been added this year, including Best Reality On-Screen Team. Voting is already open at vote.mtv.com, and you can see the full list of nominees at ew.com. Drew Barrymore will host the ceremony, which will air live from Los Angeles on Sunday, May 7th at 8 o'clock Eastern, but fans on the West Coast will have to wait until 8 o'clock Pacific to tune in. Showtime is shaking things up. The network has canceled the talk show Z-Way after two seasons. No word yet on whether another late-night show could pop up in its place. Showtime is also making some additions to its lineup, greenlighting the series Seasoned, starring Mandy Patinkin and his wife Katherine Grody, which is inspired by their own relationship. Additionally, the upcoming film Heist 88, produced by Angela Bassett and Courtney B. Vance, is moving from Paramount Plus to the premium cable network. Inspired by a true story and set in the late 80s, Vance also stars as a criminal mastermind who wants to pull off one more big job before surrendering to prison. And we have more exclusive Little Mermaid content for you as part of our latest cover story. Alan Menken and Lin-Manuel Miranda preview the three new songs they wrote that are in the live-action movie. And Melissa McCarthy tells us about her take on Ursula and how it is largely inspired by drag. You can get all of that at EW.com, as well as more on all of these stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more. All right, folks, our number three pick today tells a story of strength and survival. In the Jeremy Renner and Diane Sawyer interview, a story of terror, survival, and triumph, the Avengers star sits down and opens up for the first time after his near-death experience in January. In the process of saving his nephew, Renner was run over by an industrial-sized snowplow and had 7 tons of machinery weighing down on his body. Now, still in physical recovery from the unbelievable amount of fractures and broken bones he endured, Renner will take viewers back to what he was thinking as it was all happening. Have a listen to this preview.
Someone's been run over by a snowcat. Hurry.
Okay, tell me exactly what happened.
I don't know. Someone's in front of my house on the ground. They got run over by a snowcat. He's been crushed.
Okay, we have...
10 paramedics, ambulance.
Everyone's on the way right now, okay?
Listen to me. You might want to get a life flight out here immediately.
Okay. Are you with him right now?
Yes, he is in rough shape.
The injured man is fighting with the kind of strength you see in superheroes in the movies.
Let's give him hell.
And in fact, he is one. Jeremy Renner, Hawkeye. One of the Avengers, now brutalized by his injuries. A superhero who at this moment needs all the help he can get. A man sitting in a wheelchair says he's so grateful he's not alone.
If I was there on my own, that'd have been a horrible way to die. And surely I would have. Surely. But I wasn't alone. It was my nephew, Sweet Alex. And the rest of the cavalry came.
In critical condition at the hospital, he would write a goodbye note to his family.
So I'm writing down notes on my phone, to last words to my family. Sorry.
Wow, so scary. Renner says he chose to survive, and he did so with the love of his family and friends. You can watch the Jeremy Renner and Diane Sawyer interview, A Story of Terror, Survival, and Triumph, tonight at 10 on ABC. It's trivia time, and we all know Jeremy Renner best as the skilled archer and Avenger Hawkeye, but he's had a long and storied career dating back to 1995 and starring in projects including The Hurt Locker and Mayor of Kingstown. But do you know what his very first film was? Would that be National Lampoon's Senior Trip, Paper Dragons, or SWAT? Stick around for the answer. Think Pink. It's time for the debut of the new series, Grease, Rise of the Pink Ladies. Now, I'm sure you thought you knew the story of those groovy teens at Rydell High, but the new Paramount Plus musical series is setting out to tell a new story. Jane and her friends are sick and tired of being social outcasts at Rydell due to their race, gender, and sexuality. So with a little courage and some rad new jackets, they start their own girl gang, the Pink Ladies, in the hopes of creating space for themselves to be the coolest girls in school. Have a listen to the trailer.
Good morning, boys and girls.
Thank you for the best summer of my short life.
And welcome to the 1954-55 school year.
Olivia, save your seat on my lap.
Sure to be our greatest year at Rydell yet.
We promised Roy and Bill we'd eat lunch with them today.
To end the divisions among us.
I want to be a T-Bird.
Then become a truly united Rydell.
He told me exactly what you did to get that jacket.
It's not as bad as it seems. These things blow over.
Maybe for you.
There are a lot of kids in Rydell who are sick of feeling like they're not welcome here.
I know what it feels like to not be like the others.
We have to think big, really change things.
Everyone already thinks we're such bad girls.
Watch out, fellas. It's a girl game.
We're not girls, we're ladies.
The Pink Ladies. We're gonna need some jackets.
Pink Lady Pledge is to act cool, to look cool,
and to be cool.
Till death do us part, think pink.
The world's changing, boys.
Maybe sometimes you gotta be bad to do good.
And you'll be hearing some familiar tunes like Grease is the Word and some fresh ones like New Cool. If things aren't going your way, create a new path and watch Grease, Rise of the Pink Ladies, streaming now on Paramount Plus. All right, don't go anywhere. Our number one pick is coming up. What to Watch will be right back.
Oh, so.
No one.
More about gel coat.
When the fourth round would...
Don't you call in the...
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here because it's Emmy season on The Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers, every Thursday starting April 4th, as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with the Awardist podcast Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at ew.com/awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Anger and grade A Angus go hand in hand in our number one pick today, the series debut of Beef. Ali Wong and Steven Yeun star in the new Netflix dark comedy about two strangers who get into a road rage incident. Their shared intense anger begins a war between them, and they will both stop at nothing to make the other miserable. Their darker sides will be revealed, and nothing is off limits. Have a listen to this preview.
Amy, are you okay?
Yep.
I've been hustling my whole life.
And look where it's gotten me.
Let's make it stop.
What is your problem? What?
Where are you at?
What the fuck?
What are you doing?
Stop.
I have a very full life that I'd love to get back to. I'm gonna find you and take what little you have.
You're just a suburban housewife, and now you're stuck in a life you never wanted.
You have this serene Zen Buddhist thing going on.
Hey.
I'm a dangerous guy. So stop messing with me and leave me alone, or else.
I would love to let this go, but actions have consequences.
I just can't understand what those people are so angry about.
Handyman pissing on my hardwood floor? This is European. Oh, come on.
I found ways to manage my stress.
You're born, make choices,
hurry up!
And suddenly, you're here.
This is fun.
Maybe we're not normal.
Maybe normal people are just delusional.
You started this.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay, you're the one who backed into me like a psycho.
You're the one that flipped me off all roided out and
Hey, are you guys leaving or are you just gonna sit there?
What'd you say?
Say it again! I dare you to say it again!
So, we don't know what exactly will happen. Well, maybe we do, but we're not telling you. But what we can tell you is that things will get pretty carnivorous. Watch the new series, Beef, all episodes of which are streaming now on Netflix.
Trivia.
And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. What was Jeremy Renner's very first film role? National Lampoon's Senior Trip, Paper Dragons, or SWAT? We're going back to high school for this one. It's National Lampoon's Senior Trip. Renner played Mark Dags D'Agostino in the 1995 comedy. That's our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shep and EW staff, edited by Sammy Junio, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.